не пишите.
Ничего не читайте.
Читайте.
Ничего не говорите.
Говорите.
Ничего не
печатайте.
Dat was natuurlijk uit Brazilië, Inocentes uit São Paulo. Morte nucleaire, dus de nucleaire dood. 1982 van die verzamelplaat Grito Suburbano. En Inocentes bevat ook mensen van Restos de Nada, de allereerste punkband van Brazilië. Maar hoe dan ook. Morte nucleaire, Inocentes. Daarvoor Marcelo Birk uit Porto Alegre. En nu is niet zo'n knotsgek nummer waarvan je van voor niet weet dat je van achter bestaat. Maar gewoon een stemmig nummer met hobo erin. En in het Engels en in het Braziliaans of Portugees is dat dan. Dus die hadden we nog niet gehad. Passing By, Marcelo Birk, 2008. Je hebt nieuwe kleren geruild voor oude kleren. En je luistert naar Patapoe Action. Hier komt weer eens een rimbim. En wel de eerste rimbim. Uit het programma Ronflonflon avec Jacques Plafond. Wilhelmina Kutje is Janine Elzakker. Die had een liedje verzonnen, de rimbim. En Jacques Plafond heeft erover gezegd, nou dat lijkt me echt hitbound. Dit moet een hit worden. En later, in latere afleveringen, bleek dan ook dat in Denemarken er echt een rimbim-rage gaande was. En er zijn nog veel meer rimbims gemaakt die allemaal een beetje stereotype, ja, meer soort twistmuziek waren. Terwijl dit is echt een heel ingewikkeld en mooi nummer eigenlijk. Veel beter dan die meer run-of-the-mill Kloes van Mechelen tunes die andere rimbims zijn. Relatief dan, hè, want dat zijn ook best mooie liedjes hoor. Maar goed, de allereerste rimbim. 30 januari 1985. Wilhelmina Kutje junior. De rimbim. Patapoe Action. Oh, wacht, ik zie dat Innocentes uit São Paulo met Morte Nucleaire 1982 duurde maar 53 seconden. Sorry, 54 seconden. En daarom wordt het nu eerst nog even herhaald. Patapoe Action.
Para bater no pé, para bater no pé. wat ontbijten ging gelijk over mijn nek. De hele dag was klote, weer geen reet gedaan. Wat een malote heb ik voorbij zien gaan. Maar vanavond zeg ik, krijg de rimbim en toen is het gebeurd. Dankzij de rimbim ben ik opgefleurd. Als gekken, we zwingen ons kapot. Niks kan ons verrekken, we lachen ons rot. Met de rimbim, de rimbim, de rimbim, de rimbim. Vanmiddag had ik boeien met wie er maar wou. Ze kregen van mij een grauwe snauw. Ik had zwaar de best in, alles liep mis. Wat een klerenzooi, wat een droeven is. Maar vanavond zeg ik, krijg de rimbim en toen is het gebeurd. Best in, alles liep mis. Wat een klerenzooi, wat te droeven is. Maar vanavond zeg ik, krijg de rimbim en toen is het gebeurd. Dankzij de rimbim ben ik opgevloerd. De rimbim geeft je gelijk een goede bui. De rimbim zag er reine worden, gezellig geluid. De rimbim, we dansen als gekken, we swingen als kapot. Niks kan ons verrekken. We'll be right back.
good to be back here on Echo Box. You listen to Sign Gate FM. My name is Wesley, and I'm very, very excited, very happy about the guest we have this month on our radio show. You just heard music by Kudo the Song. He's one of the inspirations that got me and a lot of people into electronic music from the motherland, and he's sitting right here in front of me. Welcome, Kudo. Good, how are you?
I'm sweet.
Welcome back, man.
Thank you for having me back. I couldn't wait for this day. I still have flashbacks from Paradiso.
Oh, really?
You know, yeah.
What are those flashbacks telling you?
Positive energy. You know, I remember it was quite a fundamental time, just after, you know, everybody was coming back from COVID issues and all of that, you know. So it was like a steroid for me. Like, it pumped me back into the game, like emotionally and mentally, you know. So it was one of those shows. It was very special for me, you know. So I think it was a good seed that was planted. Yeah,
I think so too. And yeah, it's interesting you said it. I think it was a very special show for a lot of people in Holland, because it was the first time that African electronic music got such a big stage in a venue like Paradiso, which normally doesn't really program that.
Incredible venue.
Yeah, it really made an impact. You've been to Holland way often, also before COVID, and you're coming back now.
Yeah.
What's your vision on it? How do you see, like, in Holland, but in Europe in general, how do you see the scene developing over these past years?
Man, you know, when you say Holland, my earliest memory is obviously like the Trouw.
Trouw, yo, dope.
I remember when I had like my early Inner Visions releases, like the Bright Forest, and I just have this flashback of the Bright Forest playing a Trouw. Mm-hmm. It looked like we were playing it in this crazy spaceship, you know, the way the club was designed and the way the sound was just so on point. The people here, man, have always just embraced me, you know, in a very loving way, you know. So like musically and also hospitality wise like the general things, like socially, you know, over the years. So I've always felt like this very calm and warm welcome here over here. So I think Amsterdam for me is one of those special places, and I think it's a very important place for any artist, you know, in the world, you know, to come visit once in a while, you know. And obviously, like the liberal energy of things, you know, and, you know, coming from South Africa, you know, which is kind of different, like culturally, and I think coming to spaces like these, you know, it also like opens you up, you know, into other ideas of life, you know. So I think Amsterdam is one of those places.
What did you envision when you were making music like Super Afro and Bright Forest, which got released on Inner Vision?
Yeah.
What kind of spaces did you envision coming to Europe to play that at?
Well, first of all, making those tracks was just purely out of love, you know, out of love. I started making music on cell phones, like Motorola V360 or something like that, you know. There used to be like these weird apps, beat making apps or ringtone making apps, you know. So when I look at Fruit Loops 4, the program I was using to make those tracks, you know, the framework of the screen, you know, it's very similar, you know, with the blocks and with the block sequencer. So it was purely out of love, also introducing the new age of technology wizards, you know. So it was something that always stemmed or just showed itself global in my own head, you know, making it in Africa. And I've just always tried to, I grew up watching a lot of movies, I grew up watching or playing a lot of video games.
What were your favorite movies?
A lot. Like Mortal Kombat was my favorite video game.
Yeah.
You know?
I get that.
You know, so I mean, I think if you pay attention to my music, you can hear like quite a number of those elements, you know.
Some Grounds, the Rambo video.
Yeah, like Rambo, you know. So it's like, you know, now speaking about those records, which is like more than 10 years later, it's like me, I'm trying to go back to that kid again, you know, but obviously a little bit more experienced and more advanced, you know, in terms of other elements of life, you know, because music was sort of like my own bubble, you know. I feel like I've always been different socially, and I was never really the friends kind of guy or the social magnet, you know. I've always found something that's gonna lock me in that corner and just focus on it, and music was just one of those things, you know. So yeah, movies like action movies, bro, like Bloodsport, you know, Van Damme, Jackie Chan movies, Bodyguard from Beijing, you know, like
Bruce Lee
movies, yeah. You know, so I watched like a lot of like you know, warrior elemented materials, if you want to put it that way. Yeah,
and that's the Sulu spirit that also breeds in the music.
Yeah. I think it's something that's just you can never run away from. Like I grew up in a village called Umlalazi, you know, which is a part of a small town called Eshowe. You know, so if you look at the post-Zulu colonial history, you know, it is centered around those areas, you know, like the northern region of KwaZulu-Natal, which is the eastern part of the country, you know. So
that's also near Durban, right?
Near Durban, yeah. It's not far from Durban. It's like 2 hours, you know, 2 hours from Durban, an hour if you're driving like a maniac, you know. So it's that energy will always be represented. It doesn't matter where in the world I go, you know. I always connect with people with similar kind of backgrounds, you know, from village to city, you know, that kind of vibe. So so it's like bridging worlds is what I've always had in my heart. I remember I used to stay in Durban by the ocean, and when I was making these records, and sometimes I'll step out for air and just look at just an aeroplane flying above the city, and I'm like, one day I'm gonna fly out of the city,
you know. So look at you now, you're flying.
I ended up just manifesting that reality and dreams, you know, thanks to God Namatongo, you know. So it's something that is very special to me, that question. I could answer it in so many ways, you know.
Yeah. Well, feel free. We got 1.5 hours to dive in deep. But I wonder, because your name, Kulo the Songs, literally means like the bringer of songs, right? Kuleto.
Yeah, Kuloletu. Kuloletu. Yeah, it means our song.
Our song.
Yeah. So Kulo is song. NgesiZulu. IsiZulu is my native tongue. And then, I mean, the story is, as my mother tells it, I will try to recite it as best as I can, is what happened was, they have been waiting for me for a while as a family. I'm not sure if I took longer or what was the story, or maybe it was just the anticipation. And then my news was sort of like, it was so frequent, and in terms of excitement, people were like, hey, lifiyani leliqula, you know, like talking about this child became like a rhythm, like a song type of thing, you know. So when I was born, and then my grandfather took me and he placed me on top of his organ, and when he was playing his church hymns, you know. So that's the story.
You played in church.
My grandfather was a big keyboard player, you know, in our church back home.
Christian?
Yes, Christian, Anglican, but Zulu Anglican, if you want to put it that way, you know. So that's the story, you know. I felt like that was my first initiation in music, you know, because I come from a family that really loves music. My earliest memory of my mother getting me ready for school, you know, herself getting herself ready for her work day, she would play like music, like soulful sounds and gospel and all of that, you know. So my earliest memories of home being in the village, you know, where not only like village sounds, but also like international gospel sounds, you know, international movie sounds, you know, through television and radio, you know. So all these elements that we are using here today, I have earliest memory of them back in the village, because my grandma's, you know, it could be a positive, you know, it could be a positive, because the same energy you could be GTAing on the streets, you know, like in real life, you know.
Exactly.
And getting involved with all sorts of things that are happening, you know, outside. So I think it's a bit of a blessing. A lot of loud music, there was a lot of rhythm, there was a lot of alcohol involved.
It was only kissing, or what's more?
Yeah, you know what I mean? So I look at those stories, you know, as much as I've tried to sort of like only acknowledge all of that. So the lifestyle thing of that world, it dawned on me much later when I was more traveled and all of that, you know. So when I
might say they're very dark.
Yeah.
How do you balance that?
it's just how.
But I have folders in my record books.
Yeah. So you know, this creation is very vast. You know. So, but now, as of late, I'm very much conscious of that part of things.
I'm also listening to your discography.
Something as that, like you don't have to go deep with it and make it a conspiracy. You know. So even like with just normal psychology. You know.
Yeah.
I started seeing psychologists as well. We'll talk about these things. You know. Then I'm like, hey, I feel a certain way about this. I have this kind of and protection, you know, from the Most High in so many different ways because of the spaces we go unconsciously and the things we do in there. I mean, think about the music world, you know, like the stuff we involve ourselves in and the stuff we're exposed to, you know. So you learn the African way in you, who used to put together certain herbs, put together certain mystic technologies, you know, to create natural robots, if you want to call it, natural energies, natural spirits, to do certain things, you know. So it comes from the same source. Mm-hmm. You need to be deep enough, you know, to find the real truth, you know. So you find that, you know, the broadcasting of frequencies and channels and all that, it's nothing new, you know. It's always been there. Being integrated with machines like that, you know. So
at the same time, there are more young people suffering from mental health problems than ever before, than we know of before.
How can you not suffer from mental health problems, bro? Because now, you know, you are changing your whole consciousness, like your natural state. You more than a lot of people need that time, you know, for yourself.
You
more than a lot of other people, you need that time for yourself, you know.
Oh. Found it.
I think it was Ero Maniello, and that tune. That truth, we are getting ready for a new world or whatever that is. Yeah. And I think it's a blessing and a privilege.
What do you use now?
I use Logic. Okay. I use Logic Pro X. I also have Logic Pro 9, which is my favorite, which is resonating as well, that I feel like in just talking about my normal experiences of life, you know, with...
And I'm back in his car, I'm petty. it comes.
Africans coming like the big guy from the West comes with a microphone and says, dance, dance. And then it's, well, yeah, dance, yeah, it's good, you know. I make a book out of it. Do you want to be famous? Do you want? So please dance.
The new hymn of Estonia. The new hymn of Estonia. The new hymn of Estonia.
My name is Aivar Tunso, and I live in Tallinn.
My name is Aivar Tunso.
I'm promoter.
Tallinn.
I run a little record label. At the moment, I'm curator of Tallinn 2011 Capital of Europe music program. And also, I do my own music as well, together with my friends.
Also, I do my own music.
My label Ulme Bladid was established 10 years ago, in 2000. And it has released about 15 releases. Some electronic music, but also acoustic music. If you listen to these records, you can recognize some special feeling, maybe, which is common to all artists. And all artists are Estonian, and that's one rule that I've been always interested to release Estonian music.
Thank you.
Blood is actually it's very difficult to translate because there is no such word like ulme in English language. In literature in Estonia we have kind of genre called ulme. It's similar to meaning of science fiction, but it's said more poetic way. Last release of Ulme Blood, it was a compilation of reworks and remixes of one of the most important Estonian composer, Veljo Tormis. And as he is very important for the local music scene, it was very interesting to bring together a younger generation artists and then to have conversation with just legendary composer who told about background of these his pieces and by himself was using traditional music, old Estonian tradition, all other Fenno-Ugric traditional music, and he composed this traditional music for choir. Veljo Tormis will be this year 80, and in times he did this, it was very radical, and then some some compositions are quite avant-garde, and we took these compositions and trying to do some electronic versions of it.
Thank you.
is loads of new bands at the moment. Everybody's trying to do something, and it's possible to see that they are looking at their own style and so on, but it's always still this problem that we are still a little bit isolated. In the 90s there was very big risk that everybody was trying to follow what's happening in West, and it was very clearly seen in the music as well. But at the moment everybody already is trying to do their own thing.
One, two, three, ah.
My name is Katrin Essen.
One, two,
three, I'm Raul Keller, and we're going to the Contemporary Art Center of Estonia, to the local radio studio.
If you follow me,
so here you can see that the roof.
This looks very shabby for a contemporary museum.
Yeah, it's because they were putting a new roof here.
Yeah, it's because
It was raining through, and so you see it's loads of garbage from last week.
But it looks like a squatted place. Where is the?
Right now it's basically a squat, but it's also an art institution.
Acknowledged by the city?
Yes, it's acknowledged now by the city, and it's part of this cultural factory next door. So here you can see a multifunctional room that does
very multifunctional.
Yeah, that hasn't been cleaned. And this is the logo of the Contemporary Art Museum.
It says EKKM,
which means Eesti Kunstimuuseum in Estonian. It's a black flag that has a white flag inside of it.
In Estonian. So there's also food here, there's some chairs, there's what is this huge thing on the wall? Is it a telescope?
No, this is for making home brewed wine. Yes. Yes. But it's empty right now.
Home brewed wine.
And it's also like, as you see, it's multifunctional. It has a bass amplification here, and
it's also like, it's from the German enterprise.
It's the Beatles used it as a vocal microphone at the end of 60s.
Yes.
So right now it's making the end of 60s. A lot of this because it's plugged in. The good old analog.
So, and your illegal transmitter is over there. Oh no, it's legal actually.
Local radio's self-produced stereo FM exciter.
And local radio is your own radio station.
Yes.
And Hanseatic, I see. And that's a vacuum cleaner.
Yeah, that's a vacuum cleaner.
And it says Teleskoprohr.
I see. That's a It's not a NASA engine inside, probably. It's just a Teleskoprohr.
Can you hear the seagulls also?
That's the seagulls. They sound really different.
No, it's the ravens, actually.
It's different.
Sound totally. That's the seagulls. They sound really different. Oh, yeah, the building as well. This is a huge building that's like a culture factory. That's a big institution that's going to house artists. But we don't know the names of the artists yet, but they're building the house for them.
But the artists actually come to your contemporary museum.
And yes, the artists are
just
here.
Just spotted the house, named it.
contemporary
yes,
art.
The artists
museum,
are here.
Although we have it one in Estonia, but it's more like.
It's just an art museum. I think the difference is that next door you see an example of creative industries, and here it's a creative squat, I think.
You mean the other place is not multifunctional?
Yeah, it's less multifunctional, I think. It's more glass and steel based.
And in between all
it's less multifunctional. It's more glass and steel based.
Multifunctional,
real contemporary museum.
Yes.
Maybe you can call it the more contemporary museum.
Exactly, which is this Wiener Furst, which is like labeled the real. Exactly, which is.
Yeah, die echte Wiener Wurst.
Ersatzfurst.
Kunsthonig.
Ja, die echte Wiener Wurst.
Chinese honey.
Chinese, yeah.
Kunsthonig. Okay.
So this is the beach. In 1979 they introduced Fanta and Pepsi. They brought it here because of the Olympic Games, and also Marlboro and cigarettes were sold and stuff like that. Because, you know, just to show off that the Soviet regime is like rich, and we also have Marlboro and we have Pepsi, you know. They traded it for vodka. Vodka was shipped to America, and then they got this powder, this substance to make Pepsi, and then in Tallinn they made Pepsi, like licensed Pepsi. It was a Pepsi land.
Tapa maja vaikne, ei seal tapeta, tapa pakud puhtad, ainsa rappeta. My name is Kiva, K-I-W-A, I live in different cities, I always move, I like to travel a lot, I work with the sound, I'm writing books, I'm curating exhibitions, and sometimes I mix all these things together. When I started as an artist in the 90s, early 90s, then local art world was still very, very old school. And I decided that I must do only experimental things and experiment with the artist's position or me as an artist or me as a non-artist. And also this gives me the opportunity to do different things, to work in different mediums. And when I started with that in the 90s, nobody understood me. But now the teachers are talking in the university for the students that I was the model for the 21st century. Estonia is like a borderland, between east and west, and Russian temperament or Catholic religion like in Poland and Ukraine, and also Estonia is very American centric and very right-wing government.
Mahatma Gandhi in his holy place still. master and I'm your slave.
Now we have been 20 years being country of the Soviet Union collapse. There are like positive and negative aspects of the history, but as a creative person it gives inspiration that things are not so fixed like in countries with the capitalist tradition. There is more people, for example, for doing political arts or social. There were two big soft punches, bumps and headbangers. Now we have been 20 years free country of the Soviet Union collapse. There are like positive and negative aspects of the history, but as a creative person it gives inspiration that things are not so fixed like in countries with the capitalist tradition. More freedom, for example, for doing political art or social art. Too metal and for headbangers you were too much punk. And I remember I was trying first too metal and for headbangers you were too just sound noise events. Too metal and for headbangers you were too reminds me a Russian fairy tale called The Black Hen about a parallel reality, small men living underground. And one was mutating into a black hen and coming out and something like that.
Yes, I think that there is.
Anti-Soviet propaganda. Nothing else. This word must do with the American Watergate scandal. Nothing else. This word must do with the American Watergate scandal. Nothing else. This word must do with the American Watergate scandal.